Hello, this is a show from Radia. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
Nocturnal, night sounds in the Australian outback. Last October, I accompanied Dr. Hollis Taylor, a renowned Zoe musicologist specialized in the songs of the Pied Butcher Bird, on her night recording trips in the Australian outback. It is springtime in Alice Springs. During the day, the temperature climbs to an uncomfortable 38 degrees Celsius. But the nights are mild and star bright. And this is the time to hear one of the oldest songbirds on our planet sing. Part 1, Telegraph Station. We head out at 3 in the morning and drive to the outskirts of town. Hollis wants to record a bird that sings at the old telegraph station, a 19th century staging post of Australia's overland telegraph line, which connected Britain to the whole of Australia. Gates prevent us from driving into the area, which is now a heritage site. So we walk through the sprawling bush under an enormous sky, alight with the constellations of the southern hemisphere. Hollis carries a heavy tripod with two bulky windshielded microphones. As we approach the station, we see colorful lights in the distance, the remains of a public event the night before. There will be no chance to find a bird singing here tonight.
All right, not good. Well, the birds have probably been up all night with the rock bands blasting. Trying to think where else we can go. So that's the owl. It's incredible. Incredibly quiet. The roaring in the back is, that's the generator or some sound system. You can see the lights and everything.
Ah.
There shouldn't be any lights there.
So they have parties there?
They must have had a concert or something last night.
Ah.
This is Sunday morning, you know.
Ah, of course, yes.
All right, I don't see any point in staying.
So we decide to turn around and walk back to the car through the dark. Our head torches cut two narrow beams of light into the expanse of darkness. It's very quiet, but no doubt we are watched as we trespass on the habitat of numerous nocturnal species.
The problem with walking in is that you lose your ability to be quick.
Part Part 2, The Bird. Back in the car, Hollies heads for another location. Pied butcher birds have fixed sites at which they sing, to which they return night after night. We drive with open windows and strain to hear.
There can be a bird out here sometimes, but not always.
Oh, kangaroo.
Yes! Was just crossing the street.
It's now 4 a.m. We are alone on the road and listen intently. And then, in a little side street opposite an industrial estate, Hollis suddenly stops the car, and there it is. Loud and incredibly clear, the sound of a butcher bird, a single brilliant voice piercing the silent night. With bated breath, we listen to this little singer as it modulates its phrases and intersperses them with measured stretches of silence. This sets a rhythm and makes listening experience utterly hypnotic. We record for just 20 minutes. But pied butcher birds are persistent singers. They can sing up to 7 hours at a stretch. Part 3, Nocturnal. Experiencing this clear, mesmerizing fluting against the stark silence of the night is well worth the early rising. These distinct melodic solo songs are only heard at night and are very different from the bird's daytime repertoire. That's why Hollis does her field recordings at night. It's also convenient, since the days are extremely hot and parched. The night, however, is full of action. Quiet as it might seem, because much of the wildlife here is nocturnal. So no kangaroos in the daytime. But at night, they jump around in front of cars and come to Hollis' steep and rocky backyard. Lapping the water, she sets out for them 100 liters every night in the summer. A welcome relief in this parched environment. Part 4. Bushfire. The Australian bush can be unpredictable and dangerous at night. Nature as well as the people in it. I'm glad to be with somebody who knows the dangers here. After several quiet outings, we suddenly come across a sizable bushfire. Enormous blasts of red flames stretch out in the distance against the dark purple sky, blocking the road we are on.
Now, what is that? See that light?
Yeah. Fire.
Oh, la, la. Oh, geez. It's really sad. We will turn around, but I wonder if it's a controlled burn. Sometimes they do a controlled burn, you know?
Yeah. It is a fire. Ay, ay, ay.
I won't drive through it, don't worry. But you want to take a photo? So this is the turnoff that I was going to take. The straight is the road to Hermansburg.
Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, I have no idea if it's a controlled burn or mischief.
Yeah.
Hollis doesn't take any risks and turns the car around. We find another destination. Later on, after sunrise, we go back to the locations of the fire to check out the situation. The horizon is still covered in smoke. This doesn't look like one of the controlled burns often performed here. Hollis decides to report the fire. It turned out later that there were several bushfires that night. The local fire brigade had its hands full, and the air was thick with the smell of burning. Part 5, Hollis. Hollis Taylor's first encounter with the Pied Butcher Bird changed her world. It turned an accomplished musician with perfect pitch into a birdsong researcher. And as each bird has its own night song, her field of research is vast. To collect their songs and record their locations, she moved to Alice Springs, one of the homes of the species. Apart from recording and transcribing the songs, Hollis also uses them as material, incorporating them into her compositions. Here is an excerpt of the piece Green Park, Georgetown, with Ross Dunlop on bass clarinet from her double album Absolute Bird. We just heard Green Park, Georgetown, 2016, for bass clarinet and field recording. After many years of work on the subject, thousands of recordings and transcripts, as well as a PhD essays, book and CD publications, Hollis still gets excited by rare encounters. I shared one of these when we discovered a pied butcherbird that mimicked other bird species, as well as various animal and man-made sounds.
October 2024, Araluen Arts Center, Blair Pinter. Did you hear that he's mimicking? He's not singing his own song.
Ah, yes.
He's mimicking all sorts of birds.
Part 6, Dawn. It is 5 a.m. The day breaks in the outback. Traffic gets going and the song of the pied butcherbird fades away. And out in the bush, far from any traffic noise, the dawn chorus takes over. Nocturnal, night sounds in the Australian outback. Concept and script, Kirsten Glandin. Recordings, Kirsten Glandin und Hollis Taylor in Alice Springs, Central Australia, October 2024. Production, Elsen Studio Berlin, 2025. Hear more about the work of Hollis Taylor and listen to some of her compositions in my interview with her, Night Work.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.